And again. That's it. Let the rope go. And again, Nigel. Let it swing clear. One more go. Well done. You want to take a breather?
Please.
You're really getting the hang of it now.
Very kind of you for going your lunch hour to give me this extra tuition here.
Ah, that's all right. Not got much on at the moment anyway. I'd have suggested this evening normally, but I'm off to the cricket club meeting. You coming?
I can't. Other plans, I'm afraid.
Oh.
But I'll be interested to hear how things turn out.
It's going to be pretty heated, I reckon. There's two very distinct opinions about whether Ambridge should merge with Darrington.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. After this season, I really don't mind either way, as long as I get a half-decent game in.
I never really was a great one for cricket. No, I think bell ringing is definitely more of a way in which I can contribute to village life.
Well, it's nice to have someone on board with a bit of enthusiasm for it.
Even if I wasn't exactly the most skillful of bell ringers last night.
Yeah, well, it's not as easy as it looks, is it?
So I found out.
Anyway, you're doing well enough now.
You think so?
Just takes practice, that's all.
Well then, would you mind telling Lizzie? She's absolutely convinced I'm going to end up in the belfry. And Mummy's not terribly keen on me doing this either.
Ah, yeah, I'd heard your mum was back. Susan said she'd heard about some posh do at home farm, that your mum was going to be there.
Oh, that? Oh, Jennifer's charity dinner party, held for the Borchester business community.
Oh, that's it. Last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, if there are any more posh do's there, I don't think Mummy's going to be the top of the guest list.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, don't keep me in suspense, Nigel. What did she do? A garter belt routine on the table or something?
Only metaphorically speaking. When I picked her up last night, she maintained she was charm itself. But when I talked to Brian on the phone this morning, he told me, well, tactfully, of course, that Mummy had monopolised Sir Sidney all evening. And do you know what the main subject of their conversation was?
What?
Jennifer's illegitimate grandchild.
Oh, oh dear.
Poor Jennifer was wishing the floor would open up and swallow her for most of the meal.
Oh, well, I just hope they managed to get Sir Sidney to pledge some money for the Millennium Wood. That was the reason for it all, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was.
Do I hear a butt come in?
Apparently, Mummy forgot. So she spent a large amount of time telling the Goodmans about the appeal for St. Stephen's.
Well, you mean the new bells? She's probably done us a favour, then.
Yes, but I think I might have to go round to Home Farm and apologise to Jennifer. All that hard work.
Speaking of hard work, you ready to have another go?
Right you are.
All right. Off you go, then.
Here goes.
Boy, do you know? You checking up with me again, boss?
No, Bert. Just came to see how you're getting on. Seems to be going well.
Not bad, not bad at all. Should have the drilling done by next week, I reckon.
That's good. At least we're on schedule.
Yes, well, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but if I hadn't changed that shear pin when I did...
Yes, we're all very grateful, Bert. I did tell you that.
I'm just saying we'd be a lot further behind, that's all.
Yeah, listen, when you get to that bottom corner, can you just be a bit careful? I don't want a pig's ear made of it.
Here, I hope you're not questioning my workmanship.
No fear, no. I've seen what happens to your critics. They get themselves lured into competitions they don't have a chance of winning.
Well, that's as well, then. Boy, take it you've heard about Eddie's book.
Yeah, they reckon the smart money's on you.
Well, I've always valued a proper job over speed, see?
Yes, I've noticed. Listen, talking of competitions, I've got a bone to pick with you. This latest quiz you set.
Yeah, the Enigma quiz. What about it?
Well, what in the name of all that's holy is it all about, that's what. I mean, come on, Bert, look at this.
Oh, hang on. Oh, honestly, I've never heard such a fuss as some people have been making about a simple quiz.
Simple? This is simple.
Of course it's simple. Well, all right, not simple exactly, but that's the whole point. It's supposed to be a brain teaser, isn't it?
Well, listen, I think we all deserve to have a couple of clues, don't you? I mean, what about this one? 7D in the W.
All right, look at the clue and then think.
Well, I have been thinking, that's the point.
What's got 7 in it?
Well, 7, 14... 21.
No, no, you're thinking the wrong way. What is the 7 of?
Well, it's supposed to be seven seas. There's seven colours of the rainbow. 7 days...
The Lloyd Darns, eh?
7D in the W, 7 days in the week.
Oi, Georgie's got it.
So that's how they work. Right, OK, what about this? 100p in the LB.
Oh, I've given you one clue. I'm not going to give you all of them, am I?
Oh, come on, Bert, just get me going.
No!
All right, hang on, wait a minute. What about 30D hath nine?
Me? I'm going to make sure I don't make a pig's ear in that bottom corner. All right, boss?
Oh, just one more clue, Bert.
Excuse me. Thanks very much. Hello, Roy.
Oh, hello, Shula.
It's pretty packed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
There certainly seem to be more non-players than players.
Ah, well, that's half the problem, isn't it? If a few more actual players had turned up in the past, and I include myself in that, we wouldn't be having this meeting in the first place, would we?
I suppose not. Don't seem to be any seats left. As if I might have to stand.
Look, there's one over there. Look, next to Mr. Harvey.
Oh, right. I think I'll just grab it quickly.
See her ladyship's arrived then?
Susan, she'll hear you.
I don't care if she does. Thought Shula, of all people, was above that sort of thing. I mean, how long did the pair of us work together?
I don't know.
Must have been 5 years. I mean, you think you know someone.
People make mistakes.
It's not making mistakes I object to. It's making them so that it puts my job in jeopardy.
Susan, you don't know that
when,
your job...
as I predicted not so long ago, my husband's just about to run out of casual work.
OK. Can I have a bit of hush, please? Right, I think we should get started, don't you?
Hang on, where's Sean?
Sean's going to be a bit late. He said 20 minutes maximum, so we're going to start without him, and he asked me to deputise.
Yeah.
Right, now, as I'm sure you're all aware, there's been an approach from the Darrington team.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, please, folks. Right, they've suggested we merge their team with ours. Right, the purpose of this meeting is for us all to discuss that proposal, and then we'll take a vote, OK? Now, I'll open it to the floor. Who wants to say something?
I think it's an absolute disgrace. Hang on. There's been a tricky clue in our bridge as far back as I can remember.
That's right.
Now, just because we've had one bad season, everyone's thinking of throwing in the towel. Yeah. I can't believe it's come to this. Honest, I can't.
Sure, go ahead, David.
Look, it's all very well what Bert says. But because we didn't do so well, players stopped turning up. Suddenly, everyone was too busy to play. As leaving just a few of us to do the work. And that doesn't just mean playing, it means organising, it means ringing people up, it means doing the groundwork.
Here, here.
Sean and Neil and I, we nearly fell out at one point because of it. And personally, I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, sure, everyone here wants there to be a team, but not everyone's prepared to put the effort in.
That's right.
Besides, if we did merge with Darrington, well, there'll still be a cricket team, just made up of the best players from both villages.
Yeah, which means that the rest of us don't get a look in.
Well, you'd know, Tony.
yes, very funny.
Tommy?
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with Bert. I think merging's... well, it's a cowardly thing to do. It's the easy option.
That's right, Dad.
Well, just as a matter of interest, Tommy, when did you last come to nets?
Yeah, well, that's not the issue, is it, Rob?
I think it is.
Well, if it is, you've missed a few net practices yourself, Mr. Vice-Captain. Yeah, anyway, I think the real issue is whether we have a team here or not.
Yeah, but we need people to play in it, Tommy. That's the point I've been trying to make. It doesn't work with just three or four of us.
Can I just say something, Roy?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead, Shula.
I may be on my own, Miss... but I'm sure if the merger went ahead, then yes, there'd be a better team. And those who wanted to play would have a better chance of a good game.
Yeah.
No, please, wait a minute. The point I'm making is that, yes, we'll still have a team. But we cease to be a club. This club's part of our village.
That's right. Yeah.
It has been for a long time. And personally, I think that's worth preserving.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Shula. But we've lost too many good players. Yeah.
Richard Locke, for instance.
If you ask me, this is a question of loyalty, plain and simple. There'd still be a chance of the team pulling through if certain people weren't prepared to jump ship. Just to get a decent game in? To my mind, that's about as disloyal as you would get.
Oh, come on, Bert. It's a bit below the belt.
With the greatest respect, Neil, you would say that, wouldn't you?
How do you mean?
Well, you're one of the players Bert's referring to.
Right, Bert?
Well, I wasn't going to mention any names, but well, after all, we could lose our cricket team.
That's right.
Hang on. You can't go round blaming Neil for the breaking of the team.
I wasn't trying to blame Neil, Susan. I was just illustrating...
I mean, it isn't his fault that half of you suddenly decided it wasn't worth turning up to matches. And it isn't his fault that you've lost some of your best players. We all know why Richard Lock left Ambridge, and it certainly wasn't anything to do with cricket. Well, we do, don't we?
Oh, great.
Excuse me, can I just get past?
Susan.
I know, don't go on at me.
I mean, for goodness sake, what did you have to say that for?
Well, I never meant it. It just came out. Anyway, it needed saying.
Oh, did it? Really?
Well, someone had to bring her up to speed, didn't they? At least she knows everyone else knows.
Can we get on, please? Come on, let's have a bit of quiet, folks.
Shula.
Go away.
Shula, come on.
No, I won't come on.
It's all right.
It's not all right, is it? They all know, Alistair, they all know.
Oh, apparently. Certainly looks that way anyway.
You didn't realise?
Oh, not till just now.
Oh, all this week people have been giving me odd looks or going quiet when I walked into a room and I thought I was being paranoid.
Maybe you were. No one cares.
Well, Susan plainly does. Oh, Alistair, can it get any worse? Please tell me it can't get any worse.
It's okay.
I've ruined so many people's lives. Not only do I have to live with Richard and Usha and you despising me, I've got to live with the whole village despising me as well.
Shula, look at me. No, come on, look at me. Do I look as if I despise you? Just listen. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter whether they know what has or hasn't happened, okay? Because we have each other. I'm sorry if I've hurt you these last few weeks, but that's finished now. We have each other. I promise you we do. I'm not being terribly articulate at the moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. You shouldn't be sorry.
Oh, to hell with it. Look, I just love you, Shula, okay?